The Serratelli Declaring History, Physical Patient and Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N, Data Service, 7-13-2023. Data Service, 7-13-2023, Place, Future Care, Charles Village. Date of birth for this patient is 1-30-1953. History of present illness, this 70-year-old female. She was admitted to the Mercy Hospital. She presented because of fall, suffering multiple rib fracture. She was initially admitted to IMC, then subsequently upgraded to ICU level of care because of severe hypotension in the setting of substance abuse disorder, and also she has a COPD but not on home oxygen. Patient reported that she had a fall on the sidewalk while walking home from the store, and she denies any loss of consciousness, no head trauma. CT had an admission done, no evidence of intracranial hemorrhage. Patient lives alone in an apartment. Patient was managed, and she has a multiple rib fracture on the right side, 4 till 8, was treated with analgesia, pain, thoracic block, and started on levofid for hypotension. Right side fluorocentesis was done for pleural effusion, body fluid consistent with hemothorax. She tolerated the procedure, and patient resting. At present, when I saw her, she denies any headache, dizziness. She still has some pain and aches, but no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. While in the hospital, patient underwent CT chest without contrast to evaluate for progression of hemothorax. No loculation was noted. It was increasing small effusion. Patient has increased swelling of the right arm, and at the site of PICC line, proximity DVT demonstrated non-occlusive DVT of the brachial vein. Patient started an IV heparin for DVT, right arm brachial vein DVT. Chest X-ray done, follow-up stable. And subsequently, patient was started on Eliquis therapeutic dose, 10 mg BAD for 7 days, then 5 mg BAD total 3 months. After stabilization, PTOT done, patient transferred to the Future Care Charles Village. At present, she is sitting in the chair, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, just pain and aches, but no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number 1 asthma, COPD, number 2 back pain, number 3 depression, number 4 substance abuse, and methadone, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis. Social history, she does have a smoking history for a long time, no alcohol, no drug abuse, but she had a history of substance abuse in the past. Family history include diabetes in the mother, heart problem in the father, migraine and in the sister and the daughter, osteoporosis in her mother, stroke in the mother. Allergies, patient allergy to Claritin, aspirin, mirtazapine and non-steroidal. Court status, she wanted to be full court. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ionization, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, chest, complaining of right-sided chest pain at the rib fracture area, cardiac, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no leg edema, genitourinary hematuria, neuroinsufficiency, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Medication upon discharge. Medication upon discharge.
I don't want to all that explaining and you just listen to it. I love that. Okay. Yeah.
She needs a big lady. Is medication list not here? Discharge medication?
Is that
medication upon discharge? She's on Eliquis for DVT right arm to complete 3-month course, and she's on oxygen for COPD.
Is Matthew in the skin tone?
No. You can ask him. Take him as answered by the oxycodone 5 mg, Q6 hour PRN, Tarna 650 Q6 hour PRN, methadone 60 mg daily. And Alokas 5 mg BID, 2 tablet BID for 7 days and 5 mg BID for 7 days for total complete 3 months. Police 100 mg BID, lidoderm patch 5% applied to the fracture area. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, we enter time 3, sitting on the chair. Her blood pressure is 132/77, pulse 72, temperature 98.4, respiration 18, pulse 66, pulse ox 98% of room air, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, head rate max, lamophilic, hygienic, carry, no urine discharge, throat clear, max upon the AVD, chest not tender. Right side of the fracture rib area, there is tender to palpate, and she has a patch on the place, and lungs are clear, no vision, decreased breath sound, the right lower lung, left lung is clear. Heart estimates to regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender bowel sound positive, extremities, no cough tenderness, no edema, neuro, she's awake, alert, we enter time 3. Assessment. Patient is admitted to the subacute rehab. With a recent fall with multiple right side rib fracture, next lines, status of hemothorax, required thoracentesis. Next line, COPD on home oxygen. Next line, hypotensive at the hospital, required vasopressor temporarily, then she's off vasopressor. Next line, DVT right arm, secondary to the PICC line, and maintained on Eliquis. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction and generalized pain and deconditioning due to multiple recent medical problems. History of bradycardia, currently stable. Substance abuse and currently on methadone. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, extensive PTOT rehab, fall precautions, and follow-up labs. Thank you.